Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash. Choosing your major, your personality matters. How do you know what to study? What career is right for you? You may have spent years pounding a round peg into a square hole just because a well-intentioned teacher or family member suggested that you should follow a certain profession, even though deep in your gut you knew it was all wrong. Psychologist Travis Bradbury's book, The Personality Code, details 14 fundamental personality types that his research and his updated version of the classic DISC test suggest. You may be familiar with the original DISC test, which was developed and implemented during World War II to match soldiers with assignments. Although many people think it's a personality test, what it really does is map self-reported behaviors. The updated test is here at personalitycode.com. One might wonder why the original DISC test would need updating. Bradbury explains that his purpose in conducting research was to explore the validity of the test and to create composite fundamental personality types based on gathering information from more than 500,000 people in 90 countries. Research results can be grouped into 14 personality types: ally, archetype, or architect rather, coach, detective, diplomat, entrepreneur, expert, innovator, mobilizer, motivator, opportunist, researcher, sponsor, and strategist. Back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, behavior or personality tests such as the DISC and the Myers-Briggs were everywhere. The, quote, scientific approach to managing people was popular, and being able to really get to know your employees, even if it did involve some potentially destructive pigeonholing and typecasting, seemed to be a good thing, especially if you had a cradle-to-grave employment policy, and you trained, nurtured, and guided employees who could end up spending a lifetime in a single company. However, as we've all observed over the last 25 years, corporate loyalty evaporated the minute that mergers, hostile takeovers, divestitures, and acquisitions crept into common parlance. Later, with globalization and outsourcing, even more shock changes started to occur. Now the wise employee resists taking personality profiles because they may lead to being limited in one's job choices. Better than a corporate-sponsored personality test is a set of training initiatives. These days, individuals use personality and behavior profile tests for self-knowledge and empowerment. By knowing your strengths, you can avoid making mistakes of chasing careers and jobs just because they seem trendy, glamorous, and high-paying, at least at the moment. Let's take a step back and look at what the original DISC test was all about. In a nutshell, DISC provides non-judgmental language for exploring behavioral issues across four primary dimensions: dominance, influence, steadiness, and conscientiousness. The DISC evaluation identifies how people respond to problems, coworkers, conditions of work, and procedures. So, with fairly high accuracy, the DISC test can provide an overall profile of individuals, analysis of traits, ability to adapt, strengths and weaknesses, decision-making, approaches, strategic planning, and motivation. Bradbury's updated DISC test, the iDISC, goes a step further. Instead of guiding the company to understand how to manage you, Bradbury's approach focuses on personal empowerment. If you have better self-awareness, you can accept yourself, make sound decisions, understand why other people are behaving the way they are, and develop positive beliefs about yourself and your ability to succeed. So, Bradbury repeatedly stresses that self-knowledge is power. The more we understand ourselves, the more we can play to our strengths, rather than feeling as though we have to compensate for weaknesses. Ironically, the attribute you have felt most uncomfortable about may actually be the secret to your success. Hope you've enjoyed this. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.